This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now a presidential candidate. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Biden is hoping to appeal to disaffected industrial workers who voted for President Trump in 2016.
Biden's long touted his blue-collar roots, and St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri says the former VP is banking on success in places like his native Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan.
I think part of Biden's pitch is that he can win back those Rust Belt states.
James Thurber at American University says Biden would be a threat there to President Trump.
Those are his people.
But Iowa State's David Anderson says Biden may not have broader appeal within a party trending more liberal and diverse, with some Democrats pushing for female and minority candidates.
Joe Biden certainly is not that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Sudan's capital Thursday for what organizers called a million-strong march in support of civilian rule, just weeks after Omar al-Bashir was ousted from power. Naba Mohaideen reports from Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese poured onto Khartoum's streets Thursday, calling for military leaders who toppled Omar al-Bashir to hand over power to civilian leaders. Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, organized the march after talks with the Transitional Military Council deadlocked. Three members of the TMC resigned late Wednesday after the SPA called for the march. The military ousted Bashir on April 11 after 3 decades in power and 4 months of anti-government protests. Military leaders took over, promising elections within 2 years. But protesters are demanding immediate civilian rule and have refused to leave the streets. Naba Mohaideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The human